Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa.
Okay, so on this week's Vanderpump Rules, the one and only Jax Taylor has re-entered the chat, and he is coming for Sandoval.
We got so much in this episode, including a hint that Sheena might have been in an orgy with John Mayer. Did I hear that right?
I think that's what she was alluding to. So trust us, we're going to get into it all. But before we do, make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo breaking news.
So I'm sorry, but I think we have to start at one of probably the cringiest moments of the episode. And that's at Tom's sexy singles pool party. I mean, the paid extras are back. Who the hell are these people that are there? Other than, I guess we know Billie Lee, but we see Sandoval invite these two random girls over that he just met. And the conversation that they have in the pool, it's less of a conversation and more of him just like giving the ick with every word that comes out of his mouth. But, you know, he starts off with like, have you guys been to Burning Man? Or, you know, did you notice I have a roommate? Yeah, it's actually my ex of 10 years. I crush up potato chips and put it under her door. Like, excuse me, Tom. He thinks that he's like, you know, getting back into the game and, you know, it's all working. And these girls are just like literally standing there in the pool, like sipping their beverage, being like, oh, God, what did I get myself into? I thought, you know, I did this to come on the TV show, but was it actually worth it?
But here's the thing. I love how they pretend like they don't know who he is, right? He met them at See You Next Tuesday. Like, they are obviously fans of the show. No one goes to Sir without being a fan of the show. So the whole, oh, did I tell you guys about my roommate? Like, of course they know that he lives with Ariana. They know exactly who she is. But yeah, I think his game's a little rusty, to say the least. And I felt like he was almost kind of poking fun at himself in a way that he knew that it was bad, right? And so he didn't know what to say. So I feel like he might have been sort of making it worse to be funny. But yeah, the whole thing was just like, why are we pretending? Why?
Yeah, I mean, in the words of Ariana, the worm is worming.
The worm is worming. Okay, so then we get like, of course, poor Anne is the one who has to clean up all of this stuff. And the house was left a mess, you guys. Like, these people are not, you know, 21 years old. They're in their late 30s and early 40s. They should know how to clean up after themselves, or like at least help their friend clean up after they've been at a party at their house. And poor Anne is just trying to get everything all, you know, put back in order before Ariana sees it, and which doesn't work. We have Sheena coming over, and it's just kind of like, okay, well, I guess we'll hang out over here because the kitchen is a disaster. By the way, the whole time, like anytime we're in their house, I get anxiety because there's boxes everywhere. There's just stuff everywhere. Tom's room was like just shit everywhere. And Ariana's room too. She has boxes piled up. I don't know. I can't. I need things to be like put away, please. Or let's find another place to film. Ariana kind of says, listen, I'm hearing that you're, you know, upset with me, that you're mad at me. They show a clip of LVP like stirring the pot saying, you know, Sheena's upset with you about the Dancing with the Stars thing. And so they talk through that and Ariana's like, yeah, I get it. Like, okay, I'll tell you. And, you know, they seem fine. But it still seems like Sheena's trying to prep Ariana for the fact that she kind of wants to be friends with Sandoval again.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Ariana said it best. What, am I going to break my NDA to tell Sheena Shea? No, by any means, no, does she owe her that. And then Sheena has the audacity to come at Ariana and be like, well, you know, if years down the road, Sandoval, you know, shows that he's been working on himself and I might consider becoming friends with him again, would you be okay with that? Like, No, girl. Ariana sees right through that. She knows exactly what you're doing because you're already becoming friends with him. You in danger, girl. That's what Ariana has to say about anybody being friends with Sandoval, because if he's going to fuck over somebody that he's been in a relationship with for 10 years, the chances are good that he's going to fuck you over too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, she was really quoting Whoopi. I think it's a Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost, right? You in Danger, girl, when she tells that to Demi Moore. But it's Ariana's new mantra. So, okay, we head on over to the Belmont and we get a scene with Tom and Ariana together, which was surprising. I don't think anyone expected that, but they're all having a get together, unclear what it was for. But, you know, Ariana and Katie walk in. We have Tom there. We have Schwartz there. We have Sheena there. And it's like, oh, two new bombshells enter the villa. In stroll Ariana and Katie, and they just breeze right past Sandoval. But Ariana says that she can feel that he's just like staring at her, and you know, his eyes are burning into her. Must be so awkward.
I was so shook when they walked in that I did not expect that whatsoever, you know. But it's kind of like Ariana is reclaiming this friend group, you know. They just went to Tahoe with Sandoval, and she's like, No, you guys are still my friends, so back me up. And they definitely seem to have her back at this party because, meanwhile, while Sandoval is, like, talking about going to the bathroom or pooping in the restroom, I don't know, did not need to hear that whatsoever.
No, we did not need to hear that. We heard it multiple times. I was like, no, thank you.
I think it's just the contrast of where he's at and where Ariana's at. You know, Ariana surrounds herself with the girls. They have a good chat. And Sheena actually has Ariana's back. She's confronting Sandoval. And she's like, look, you need to take accountability. You need to talk to Katie. You need to kind of, you know, admit that what you did to Rachel was manipulative. And Sandoval's like, I'm tired of being everybody's scapegoat. Like, no. This is not what a scapegoat is, Tom. I think you need to open the dictionary because people aren't, you know, blaming you for their problems. You created these problems, Tom. And yes, you're still acting like you, like, had nothing to do with them or they happened to you when you are the one who is responsible for them happening. And you kind of think that he's starting to come around, but then he storms off and it's this whole thing. And once again, he refuses to take accountability.
Yeah, and Sheena said it, what I was thinking. She's like, I don't even know why I'm trying. Exactly. Like, why are you trying? She's, you know, trying to say, if you want to get back in everyone's good graces, here's what you need to do. He doesn't want to do it. Like, he doesn't see it that way. And it's doubtful that he ever will. So I don't know what she expected him to say. Oh, you know what? You're right. I should have a heart-to-heart with Katie and apologize to her for all the bad shit that I've done to her over the years.
Yeah.
But we do get sort of this setup moment with Katie where conveniently, you know, she comes over to Tom and Ariana's and Ariana gets a text saying Tom's done working out. He wants to go in the kitchen and make a protein shake. So Ariana scurries on upstairs and Katie hangs out in the kitchen so that Tom can come in and, you know, try to apologize to her about, you know, the way he's treated her over the years.
Yeah, this was definitely a setup. I mean, 100% why Katie chose to hang out in the kitchen, you know, while Ariana left is obviously production forced her to do that. But I was so team Katie in this moment. I know the internet is kind of divided when it comes to Katie Maloney. They think that she is always so negative and is hanging on to these things and these ill feelings from the past. And, you know, she says to Lala, she's on a warpath. And let's be real, Katie has been on a warpath for pretty much her entire duration on this show. But she is a truth teller. She tells it like it is. You know, she's confronting Sandoval about the affair, saying that it was completely fathomless what he did. He's like, what? Fathomless what? And she's like, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I was in a very long-term relationship with your best friend, obviously, and I cut it off like you should. You know, I didn't have to cheat on my partner in order to move on. You know, I cut it off and basically tells him what he needs to start doing, you know. Apologies are good, but they're only words. He needs to start showing actions. Throwing pool parties, not a good look. Not a good look, Tom. And, you know, he's like, you know, everything I'm doing isn't good enough. And she's like, you're not really doing anything to show that you're sorry or remorseful or worthy of anybody's friendships. And I was so here for that in this moment. How did you feel?
Okay. Can I say something? Why do I feel bad for him in this moment?
Why?
I really did start to feel bad for him in this moment because I thought, you know, he has apologized, okay? He has like, at, we saw him apologize at the reunion. We've seen him apologize multiple times. You know, we can question whether those apologies were genuine enough, but I feel like he is still getting, like, you know, kind of attacked for every single thing he does. I don't really see anything wrong with the pool party. He cleared it with Ariana. I mean, you know, he does still live there. Like, for better or worse, they both still live there. So, like, they both should be able to kind of do what they want. And I don't know. I felt like he was sort of saying some things to Katie that, you know, were probably hard for him to say. And I feel like she shut him down completely. And I think it's really hard for, I don't know, it was hard for me to watch because I just feel bad when someone is actually trying to, like, self-reflect and then they just get shut down. So I think Katie is a truth teller, like you said, but I also do think that she tends to be very negative. And I don't know, I wish that she would have just been a little bit more like, you know, I appreciate that. Like, it means a lot to hear that from you. I think, you know, the next step is to back that up with actions. But it was basically just like, nope, not here for it. Goodbye. So I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm crazy, but there's a part of me that does feel bad.
I love the moment where he's like, give me a little grace. And she's like, no.
I don't know how she can do that. Honestly, like, she's a bad bitch because if someone was pleading like that for me, I'd be like, of course. Like, it's so hard to say that to someone's face. Just flat out, no.
I don't know. I mean, she has a lot of history with Sandoval. I do think he played a part in the demise of her marriage. So I see where she's coming from. I don't know. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. Are you Team Sandoval or Team Katie in this moment? Maybe not.
Okay, whoa. I was going to say, whoa.
Maybe that's taking it too far. But do you think that Katie, you know, was right in this moment? Or do you think that Sandoval deserves a little bit more empathy as of now?
Okay, so then we get Schwartz coming in. And it's just this whole, like, rotation of friends coming in and out of this house. Like, were Schwartz and Katie there at the same time? It was so, it was a lot. You know, they go up to Tom's room and he's talking about how much he misses Raquel and she cut him off. And starts to get emotional about, basically, he lost all his friends. He's going through, you know, everyone's mad at him. And then Rachel cuts him off as well. And he is, you know, crying in the closet. And Schwartz is just kind of like, oh, man. Oh, don't cry. Like, he really does not know what to do in this moment. He says, you know, he compares himself to Scott Peterson. And yeah, it's just like, Tom, I mean, again, I want to believe that what he's feeling is genuine. And I do think it's probably hard for him. I don't know if it's harder that he's lost Rachel because he really loved her as a person, or if it's because he blew up his life for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, if she had stayed with him and they ran off into the sunset together, then it would have been one of those, well, you know, it was hard to go through, but, like, at the end of the day, it was all worth it. Like, we were meant to be together. But now she doesn't want anything to do with him. So that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like he did actually love her. If a narcissist, you know, can have that type of feeling. But, you know, he's like, you know, I journaled because she was journaling, you know, when she was in the facility. So I could connect with her, and she wasn't drinking, so I wasn't drinking. So it was like this spiritual connection that they were having while she was there. But it was only on his side, not on hers. I don't think she was thinking of him journaling when she was journaling. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know. The crying in the closet really, really took me out there. I don't know what to think, but we have everybody, like, commingling in this house together. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel bad for Schwartz because Schwartz is like, you know, he walks down with Tom and everybody else is like at Ariana's party and he's like, bye. You know, like, I think he wants to be with the other group, you know, but he's like, well, Tom doesn't have anybody to film with, so I guess I'm stuck with him. And it's kind of funny. But so Ariana does this little game night. They play Never Have I Ever. And this was the bombshell that I talked about. They asked the question, have you ever, like, been in or watched a threesome with two men or something? And Brock drinks.
Brock immediately took a drink.
And everybody's like, whoa, excuse me, tell me more. And then Sheena, you know, pipes in. I guess Brock says, you know, he watched it happen. And then in the confessional, Sheena just says she was in an orgy and it was with an A-list celebrity. And let's just say her body was a wonderland. And immediately my jaw dropped. Lisa, what? Like, why would she lie about this? First of all, it's kind of a weird thing to lie about. So that makes me think that this actually happened.
Oh, I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happened. And I need Andy to ask John about it on Watch What Happens Live immediately. You know, they're besties. You know, we got to get the deets.
Yeah. But you brought up a very interesting point and observation about this little gathering of Ariana's.
Well, yeah, it's just a little bit confusing to me why Brock and James are allowed to go in and out of both groups as they please. They're going to Rat Pack Brazilian Steakhouse night with Tom Sandoval, and then they're going to Ariana's game night. They're going to meet up with Tom at Tom Tom, and yet they are still in Ariana's good graces. So I'm not quite sure where that line blurs, because Ariana seems to be very clear about, you know, if you're hanging out with Tom Sandoval, if you're going to dinner with him on a random Wednesday, then I don't want anything to do with you. Yet she's still inviting them to game night. So I don't know if has anyone else like kind of thought about this little double standard that's going on?
I think that is a fire take, Lisa. I love it. I didn't even really notice this or catch this, but you're so right. There is definitely a double standard. Is it between the guys and the girls? Because Ariana seems to have no ill feelings towards Brock and James whatsoever. You know, it is kind of weird that one night they're hanging out with Sandoval, the next night they're hanging out with Ariana. And that's exactly what Ariana said she didn't want to happen.
Right.
So I don't know. It's kind of weird that, you know, she's, you know, I get it. It's like, you know, the guys versus the girls. She's not as close with James and Brock as she is with Sheena and Lala. But still, I mean, I think that it should apply to everybody in the friend group, not just certain people. So I don't know. I think that's very interesting. I am Team Ariana, but good point.
All right. So let's go over to Tom Tom, right, for this final scene. We have kind of a guy's night at Tom Tom. We had Schwartz awkwardly setting up that Jax is going to be arriving because he's saying, you know, I really just feel like Tom could use some advice from someone who's been through this, who's been down in the dumps and everyone's piled on him. And it's, of course, it's Jax. And oh my God, my favorite moment was just seeing the patrons' faces when Jax was walking through the bar because they were genuine reactions. You could tell, like, you see this girl see Jax and she's like, you know, just watching him go by. And in comes Jax Taylor in a rage, right? Like, he comes in super hot and he is just like basically going after Sandoval like from the get-go. He's like, oh, you actually look good. I saw a picture of you. You looked like you were 50 years old, except, you know, let's take off that white nail polish, man. Like, oh, of course I'm talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. You know, you really fucked up and you're a disgrace of a human being. And it's like, whoa, whoa, dude. Oh, and then also the bar thing. No, I'm not. You guys are the last people I'm going to take advice from. It's like, oh, Jax, you haven't talked to this man in years. You know, you're coming in here and you're just like going after him. Like it was wild. It was. And then he starts screaming about how happy he is. And, you know, I've grown up. I have a house. I have a wife. I have a kid. And it was just giving that Sydney Sweeney meme from Euphoria. I have never, ever been happier. Okay, Jax, we get it. You're, you know, in the best place of your life. Right.
But he's not at all.
No.
He decides to walk in and eviscerate Sandoval, which I loved. It was kind of iconic. I was laughing out loud. I mean, Jax Taylor, let's be real, don't like him at all, but he makes great TV. And, you know, he basically comes after Sandoval and Sandoval's like not having it. He's like, dude, you've been relentlessly talking shit about me. The whole world has been talking shit about you. Like, check for Jax Taylor, point for Jax Taylor. Like, I think he won this argument for sure, but it seems like that was like his only role coming in. He literally seemed like he was sitting down for 5 minutes to come after Sandoval and then just like immediately gets up and leaves. Like, yes, I guess they do hug it out, but we get you know, the transition we've been waiting for. And guys, I mean, you know, there was a lot of hype around this, you know, because this is how Vanderpump Rules began. We had the transition from Beverly Hills to Vanderpump Rules. And then we see Jax Taylor in a confessional for Vanderpump Rules walk into the confessional from the Valley and start talking about his new life. He's so happy. It's so different. You know, he doesn't go out and drink. He's in bed by 10 o'clock. And then we see, you know, the, of course, the production car drive from West Hollywood through the hills to the Valley. And I thought it was a great transition. I did think it was a great transition. I don't know. You said you watched a little bit of the Valley. I did watch it. First impression.
I mean, first of all, just going back to this transition, like you said, this is cinema. Christopher Nolan, take notes. Martin Scorsese, take notes. Like the way that they just seamlessly flowed through, even though it was a little cheesy with the getting up and walking to the other confessional and you see the green screen and then they flick the background on, it was still beautiful and it worked. The car winding down the, you know, over the canyon, and yeah, it was perfection. I thought, you know, I only watched like maybe the first 10-15 minutes of the Valley. I'll definitely give it a go. I think that there's, you know, obviously we've been around some of these people, Kristen, Brittany, Jax, for a long time. And so you feel a sort of kinship with them. They're all hot messes, let's be honest. But I am curious to kind of get to know these new couples and see what they're all up to, because it seems like they're just as crazy. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give it a try. How about you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch, obviously. I thought it was a good pilot. You know, I thought for the first episode, we definitely have some standout couples, some standout, you know, douchebag husbands, or ex-husbands to be. You know, we heard one couple is already getting a divorce. So I am here.
Wait, which one? I saw that too. Obviously, Brittany and Jax are going through it, but who's the other couple that are splitting up?
Couldn't tell you their names. I don't even know. one of the other couples, not Janet, one of the Burnett girls. But yeah, it is going to be interesting. We are going to be getting more of Jax Taylor on Vanderpump Rules. Guys, I don't know if I'm ready for like Jax Taylor to be back on our screens every week. I don't know how I feel about that yet. Time will tell, but you know, I have to dip my toe in and of course, like, see what happens.
Yeah, we got to support our network. We got to support our peeps, you know?
Of course. So we will be back next week to cover more Vanderpump Rules. Let us know what you guys thought of this week's episode and the Valley. What do you guys think of the premiere? Will you be watching? Let us know in the comments and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any more Bravo breaking news.
See you next time.